KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend, in golf on Saturday, the Dale Erickson Invitational in Anita saw Panorama win the team title with a 305 total. East Mills shot 338 for second place. Glidden Ralston with a 365 was third. Exira EHK with 367 was fourth. And Cam placing fifth with a 384. The Panorama JV, Audubon, Southwest Valley, Adair Casey, and West Central Valley round out the rest of the 10-team field. Also at the IKM Manning Invitational on Saturday, it was Odebolt Arthur BCIG winning with a 349 total. IKM Manning was runner-up with 352. Bowyer Valley and Charter Oak Ute round out the rest of the four-team field. Parker Rasmussen of Odebolt Arthur BCIG was the medalist with a 79. Zach Dreyer of IKM Manning was runner-up, shooting an 82 in that Saturday meet. Well, Bubba Watson has earned his second green jacket in 3 years by taking advantage of a two-hole turnaround in the Masters on Sunday. Watson was three shots behind third-round co-leader Jordan Spieth early in the final round and trailed by two before things changed during the eighth and ninth holes. That's where Spieth carded consecutive bogeys while Watson birdied each hole, giving the 2012 champion a lead that he wouldn't relinquish. Watson closed with a 3-under 69 for an 8-under total, three strokes ahead of Jonas Blixt and Spieth. Blixt was the only player to shoot below par in each round at Augusta National. Miguel Angel Jimenez finished fourth, four shots off the pace, and two ahead of Ricky Fowler and Matt Kuchar. Well, for the second straight year, the Iowa football team held a practice at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Coach Kirk Ferentz says it's a way to thank the fans in Central and Western Iowa who make the journey to Kinnick Stadium each season.
And then the other thing is, you know, it's 9 days into it, it's our third week, so it gives a little change of pace for the players, a little adjustment. You know, coming over here, it's a little different routine for them, and I'm not sure we handled it real well today, but everything here was fantastic. Valley does a great job of hosting this. They've been tremendously cooperative and helpful.
Ferentz was not overly impressed, though, with what he saw from the Hawkeyes.
There's some good things going on out there and some things that are encouraging, but a lot of things today that would really get us beat in the fall. So, yeah, and that's part of spring ball, but we probably had more negative-type plays today than we've had in probably any 5 days combined.
Iowa concludes their spring drills on April 26th with their intra-squad game. Iowa State's thin defensive line is even thinner after Cyclone coach Paul Rhodes kicked David Irving off the team. Irving was dismissed after being charged for his part in a campus riot last week that led to the canceling of V-ship. Rhodes made the announcement after Saturday's intra-squad game.
It's a privilege and an honor to be a part of this football program and represent Iowa State football, Iowa State athletics, and Iowa State University. David Irving has exhausted that privilege to represent this football program by not meeting the expectations that we've laid out for him.
Well, the Cyclones still have two practices this week to close out their spring drills, and Rhodes is not ready yet to name a starting quarterback for next season. Grant Rohosh, Sam Richardson, and Joel Lanning all rotated on Saturday.
Part of the handcuffing is on ourselves with three quarterbacks to rep, and hard to get a separation with that in mind. But we will come out of spring with two leading candidates so we can better fit those reps in August. And there comes a point that you really get concerned about timing and making sure the lead guy is getting the majority of those reps with those number ones.
And they'll finish up this week. Iowa State University has suspended Abdul Nader from the basketball team after his arrest on suspicion of drunken driving over the weekend. The Iowa State police arrested Nader at around 11:40 Saturday night on suspicion that he was operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Nader is a 6'6" small forward who sat out this past season after transferring to Iowa State from Northern Illinois. Nader led Northern Illinois with 13.1 21 points per game in the 2012-13 season, and he was expected to play next season. Iowa State Athletic Department spokesman Matt Schultz says Nader has been suspended indefinitely in accordance with the conduct policy for athletes. Former UNLV star Bryce DeJean Jones says he'll play his final season at Iowa State. DeJean Jones, a shooting guard who led the Runnin' Rebels with 13.6 points a game last season, told the Associated Press in a phone interview on Sunday that he decided Iowa State was the right fit after visiting Ames over the weekend. DeJean Jones says he's on track to graduate in May, which means he should be eligible to play as a senior for Iowa State next season. The Cyclones landed point guard DeAndre Kane last spring under similar circumstances. Kane earned first-team All-Big 12 honors, and he helped lead Iowa State to the Sweet 16. DeJean Jones says he picked the Cyclones over Arizona State. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball yesterday, Matt Carpenter drove in three runs, leading Michael Wacha and the St. Louis Cardinals over the Chicago Cubs 6-4. The Cards took 2 of 3 from the Cubs. Carpenter hit a two-run single in the second inning and added a sacrifice fly in the fourth to put St. Louis ahead to stay at 4-3. Wacha allowed 3 runs and 5 hits in 6 1/3 innings. He gave up a two-run homer to Anthony Rizzo on his 16th pitch of the game, but he struck out 8 and walked only 1. Trevor Rosenthal gave up a run in the 9th, but retired Luis Valbuena and Emilio Bonifacio with the tying runs on base to pick up his 4th save in his many chances. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 4-3, Atlanta down Washington 10-2. Milwaukee stays hot with a 4-1 win over Pittsburgh. San Francisco beat Colorado in 10 innings 5-4. Dodgers outscore Arizona 8-6. Pitcher Wade Davis made a wild flip home on a comebacker in the 8th inning, and the Minnesota Twins rallied past the Kansas City Royals 4-3 Sunday for a 3-game sweep. After the Royals scored 3 times in the 8th for a 3-2 lead, reliever Aaron Crow walked 2 Minnesota batters to start the bottom half. Davis struck out Joe Mauer, but Trevor Plouffe walked to load the bases. Chris Herrmann then hit a tapper back to the mound, and Davis, hoping to begin an easy double play, hesitated briefly after getting the ball out of his glove. Davis's toss sailed past catcher Salvador Perez. Pedro Floriman scored the tying run, and Brian Dozier slid home under Perez's return throw to Davis, who was covering the plate. Casey Fine got 1 out, and Glenn Perkins then posted his 3rd save. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Toronto beat Baltimore 11-3, the White Sox over Cleveland 4-3, Texas edging Houston 1-0, Oakland top Seattle 3-0, and the Yankees edge Boston 3-2. In interleague play, it was Cincinnati over Tampa Bay 12-4, the Angels beat the Mets 14-2, San Diego over Detroit 5-1. In Pacific Coast League play on Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Memphis 6-3, Nashville topping Omaha by a score of 5-3. Omaha heads to Nashville, will play Nashville again this evening, while Iowa continues its series at Memphis later tonight. In other baseball news, Washington has placed third baseman Ryan Zimmerman on the 15-day disabled list with a broken right thumb. He was injured diving back into second base, trying to avoid being picked off in Saturday's loss to Atlanta. Zimmerman is expected to miss between 4 and 6 weeks. Tampa Bay has put right-hander Alex Cobb on the 15-day disabled list with a strained oblique on his left side. He's gone 15 1/3 innings without allowing a run this year. The Toronto Blue Jays have placed second baseman Maicer Touris on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained left knee. The Texas Rangers put third baseman Adrian Beltre on the 15-day disabled list, retroactive to Wednesday. Beltre hasn't played since coming out of Tuesday's game at Boston with a strained left quad. The Brewers placed right-hander Brandon Kinsler on the 15-day DL with a strained rotator cuff. Kinsler had pitched 5 innings without an earned run in 5 appearances. Red starter Matt Latos has been diagnosed with a strained right forearm, and he won't be allowed to throw for 10 to 14 days. That's a setback for Cincinnati's number 2 starter, who had been trying to come back from surgery to repair torn cartilage in his left knee on February 14th. White Sox manager Robin Ventura says outfielder Avisail Garcia will have his season-ending shoulder surgery tomorrow. He was injured trying to make a diving catch Wednesday at Colorado. And in the NBA yesterday, it was Indiana beating Oklahoma City 102-97. Oklahoma or rather Toronto beat Detroit 116-107, Brooklyn over Orlando 97-88, New York topped Chicago 100-89, Portland in overtime over Golden State 119-117, Sacramento beat Minnesota 106-103, and Memphis down the LA Lakers 102-90. And on the final day of the regular season, the National Hockey League yesterday, New Jersey beat Boston 3-2, Carolina in a shootout 6-5 over Philadelphia, Detroit blanking St. Louis 3-0, Tampa Bay beat Washington in a shootout 1-0, the New York Islanders had to go to a shootout to beat Buffalo 4-3, Ottawa in a shootout downs Pittsburgh 3-2, Vancouver over Calgary 5-1, Anaheim topping Colorado in overtime 3-2, Nashville beat Minnesota 7-3, and Phoenix over Dallas 2-1. The NHL playoffs will get underway this week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.